Hey, know-it-all. Are you smarter than Andy Summers? Prove it.
From Belmar, we say good morning to Missy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, Missy. How are you doing on this Friday morning?
I'm good. I'm great. I actually have the day off, so all good.
All right. Perfect. Well, we're going to make this day even more glorious because we've got five questions for you. Andy's out of the studio. Once you're done answering these, we shall bring Andy back in. Ask her the same five. You do have to get more right to be smarter than Andy. So, Missy, let's go. Question one. In the TV series Modern Family, what's the name of the actress who plays Gloria Delgado Pritchett?
Oh, Sofia Vergara.
Question two. Which singer's only number one song to date is 2011's Something About a Truck?
Oh, I don't know that one. I'm going to go with, I can't. Chase Rice.
All right. Question three. Which Philadelphia pro sports team is Glenn Robinson III a member of?
Glenn Robinson III. The Phillies.
All right. Question four. One serving of spinach has over 180% of your daily recommended requirement of which vitamin? Is it A, D, or K?
Okay.
All right. And question five. This is also multiple choice. Where are most of the Made in China stickers made? Are they made in China, America, or Korea?
I'm going to go with China.
All right, Missy, you are all set. Producer Donnie's headed to the door. I know that one was a little odd. Bringing Andy back in. Good morning, Andy Summers. Please say hello to Missy.
Hi, Missy. How'd you do?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
It's a toss-up. I'm sorry. I know I'm not smarter than you. I was feeling a little sassy. So we'll see.
Missy, you never know.
For you. It, you know, we all deserve to feel sassy.
I hope you answered them wrong, though. Just saying.
Yeah.
Jeez, I was trying to make it. All right, bring it.
Question one, Andy. In the TV series Modern Family, what's the name of the actress who plays Gloria Delgado Pritchett?
Sofia Vergara.
Yes, that is right, as Missy also knew. 1-1. Question two.
Yes.
Which singer's only number one song to date is 2011's Something About a Truck?
I love that song. It's Kit Moore.
Not Chase Rice, as Missy thought. Yes.
Kit Moore. Love that song.
He's had a couple other songs get to number two and three, but that's the only one that's been to number one so far.
It's so good.
Yeah. Question three. Which Philadelphia pro sports team is Glenn Robinson III a member of?
Oh, Glenn Robinson III. I wish you could see my face right now. I don't know. Probably the Sixers.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
What do you mean, probably the Sixers?
I don't know, because I don't recognize his name. And he doesn't, I mean, I don't know that any hockey players have a number after their names.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Missy's guess was the Phillies, so you're
I can't
up,
think of it.
You're up 2-1. Question four, this is multiple choice.
Okay.
One serving of spinach has over 180% of your daily recommended requirement of which vitamin? Is it A, D, or K?
Oh, I thought choice A was D.
No.
Yeah, that kind of threw me off too.
Right. Maybe I should have made A a different one. Yeah. Vitamin A, vitamin D, or vitamin K?
K? Is that even a vitamin?
Is that your guess?
Yes.
Yes, that is right. Missy also knew.
Oh.
You're up one though. Question five, multiple choice. Where are most of the Made in China stickers actually made? Are they made in China, in America, or in Korea?
Interesting. I'm going Korea. Yes!
Missy, I don't know what is happening. Yes, most of the Made in China stickers are made in Korea.
Dang it.
Wow.
All right. Well,
sassy
I know my role. I'm Missy Cooper from Belmar, and I'm not smarter than Andy.
You were not. Did you get them all right?
I did. Dave, Donnie? Yeah. All of them.
All right, Missy. This is just ridiculous. This is like the second day in a row you've gotten them all right. Missy, we're still sending you to Zach Brown Band.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Because at this point, I feel it's my fault. I need to come up with impossible questions
this
next week.
This has been a funny week of contestants, though, because most of them have gotten, like, none right. How many did Missy
She got two.
Right?
She got two right.
Okay, well, I mean, that's decent.
Yeah, that was very good.
Here's the thing. I'm thinking it is your fault. You know why? Because maybe you should screen the callers a little better. There maybe should have to be a pre-question.
Wow.
A pre-question.
Oh, my gosh. Missy, maybe you should come in one day and you can screen the callers for Are You Smarter Than Andy?
I would love that. Oh my God, can we do that?
Yeah.
Or Missy can come in and she can come up with five questions and you can play.
Yes, I would love that. Yes, let's do
She's
it.
In charge from now
All
on.
Right, Missy,
All right,
you're
we're going to set that up. We're going to set that up, right. Missy.
Thank you so much. Oh my God.
You got it, Missy. Day. Hey, you're going to Zach Brown. Hold on so we can get your info, all right?
Thank you. Love you guys. Love your show.
Okay, so maybe you realize if you were just tuning in that was actually from Friday's show. Dave is on vacation today, so we do kind of a best of Are You Smarter Than Andy? Missy was absolutely hilarious and a really good sport. So, yes, indeedy dighty duty. She will be in on Friday screening the calls and coming up with the five questions for Are You Smarter Than Andy? So, good luck.
Good morning. Wake up with the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up.
With Dave Cruz.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.